This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboing Ace Hardware. And Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes, and we do have a couple of closures to give you, actually delays at this point. Owendale Gagetown Schools and Caseville Schools have a two-hour delay. That's Owendale Gagetown and Caseville Schools, both on a two-hour delay. And on New Year's Day, there was a fire at 4317 Pigeon Road in Elkton. Apparently, a detached two-car garage caught fire, caused minor damage to a camper that was sitting near the garage, and there was a full-size shed next to the garage that was able to be saved. Cause of the fire still unknown, but is being investigated. And the MLA City Commission will be meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, January the 6th. According to the preliminary agenda, the commission is expected to review a contract regarding the wastewater treatment plant and to review a proposed contract for auditing services. The commission will review a contract with Biotech Agronomics for testing, pumping, transporting, and land application of biosolids from the city's wastewater treatment plant. The proposed contract is for Biotech Agronomics to collect and then transport biosolids from the treatment plant. The company will then take the matter and apply it to the farmland locations in accordance with state, federal, and local regulations. The commission's also expected to review a proposed contract for King and Messing Audit Services. The city's contract with them ended December the 31st of 2025. The proposed contract is for another 5 years. In other matters, the city has a vacancy on the Parks and Recreation Commission to fill, and an alternate on the ZBA is needed to be filled in as an alternate when a board member cannot attend. In the long and winding case of a 2011 murder of Andrea Elber continues with another jury trial on January 13th in Lapeer County Circuit Court. Kenneth Carl knows Casey Grondin III will go to another trial because the Michigan Court of Appeals overturned his first-degree murder conviction in 2018 due to a flawed jury verdict form that may have confused the jury. Grondin was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting death of Elber, age 20, of Otisville, who was shot in 2011 at the home of a relative in Mayfield Township. Grondin was Wilbur's boyfriend at the time of her murder. However, on February 11th, 2019, Grondin's conviction was reversed and the case remanded back to the Lapeer County Circuit Court for a new trial due to a defect in the verdict form. To confound the issue, Chadwick Shane Mobley emerged in 2023 as a suspect in Elber's murder from evidence found at scene with his DNA on a cigarette butt. Because of that, Mobley was arrested, charged in Elber's murder, and sentenced in July of 2023 to life in prison without possibility of parole. Even though Mobley was found guilty of murder, the case against Grondin remains, and it does cast a shadow on the case against him, as he always has maintained his innocence. Since the issue was the verdict form was found, Grondin was released and has been under house arrest and ordered to wear an ankle monitor while awaiting a new trial, which he will finally get this month. Elber was found bound and shot once in the back of the head at the home of her aunt and uncle in Mayfield Township, where she was house-sitting. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. Secretary of State Marco Rubio stated Sunday the United States does not intend to manage the day-to-day operations of Venezuela's government. This clarification follows President Trump's earlier suggestion the U.S. would run the nation after the capture of Nicolas Maduro. Rubio emphasized that while the U.S. will seek reforms, it expects local leadership to maintain civil order. Acting President Delay Rodriguez has declared a state of national emergency following the capture of Nicolas Maduro and the bombing of Caracas. The strikes, which targeted Fort Tiuna and several air bases, have left at least 80 people dead, including civilians. Rodriguez has expressed a willingness to collaborate with the U.S. to avoid further bloodshed, while demanding the release of the former leader. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you from your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware. And Bresky Siding Building Repair. Call Derek for all your roofing, gutter, and siding needs at 989-529-8167.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.